could made us all proud. Women say proud, you know. Chest swell up, you know. Yeah, man. Chest swell up when you see this youth are doing things, man. You know what I mean? So them say Muhammad Ahmed became the first male long distance runner in Canadian history. Right? As I said, don't get it twisted, man. Don't get it twisted, man. No, sir. You don't know. It's those Somali genes. It's those African genes. So as much as we is claiming a victory said way, right? We gotta big up, yo. We gotta big up all our Somalian brothers and sisters out here. You know what I mean? Who definitely held it down for the country, man, and who brought us some real glory at the games, man. You know what I mean? Yo, they say that Canada captured a bag of firsts, but look, here's five firsts that CBC highlighted, right? Five firsts, right? They say, oh, Canada was played in an Olympic weightlifting medal ceremony. Yeah, man. How you mean? Why? Because Maude Charron came home with her second gold in Olympic. Yo, big up Maude Charron. You know what I mean? Winning a gold medal on the day three of the summer games. Generally, they say, you know, Canada generally waits. Canada waits. You know what I'm saying? Canada generally in the set, you know, sometime around the beginning of the second week. No. But you see Minnie Maggie, man. Maggie McNeil, that bombshell. Murder, like tore up the whole woman's 100 meter, woman's butterfly. You know what I mean? Yo, I ain't know, like, I'm not no expert swimmer, but when I see people doing the butterfly, Lord have mercy. Yo, they said Quinn, yeah, man, the 25 soccer midfielder, became the first openly transgender and non-binary athlete to win an Olympic medal in soccer. Yeah, man, what you mean? And Canada won two judo medals. Yo, this is all records that we're setting, you know. These are all records that we're setting, you know. You know what I'm saying? Straight up, we, like, Canada was kind of seen as, you know, we were kind of seen as soft when it came to the Olympics, right? But yo, what did I say? The Queens held it down for the country consistently. And my sister, Jessica Klimkake, or Klimakate, I hope I'm, it says Klimkake, all right? And Catherine Beauchemin-Pinard, both held their own in judo and came home with medals. Canada dominated women's canoeing. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Regine. A beer queens. So as I said, I was super proud of all of our athletes out there who held their own, 24 medals in total. You know what I mean? I know some people say, yo, man, you know, Regine, how about you say you're bonfire upon the Babylon, but you just watch the Olympics. I ain't watching the Olympics for the Olympics. I just love to see my brothers and sisters from all over the world. One, I'm a people watcher, so I just love to see people. But I love to see my brothers and sisters who have put their all into something and who stay consistent on something. Rise to their greatest levels of achievement. I love to be a part of those moments. I love to experience those moments. Has nothing to do about the medals around their necks. It has nothing to do about those rings that mean many different things to many different people in many parts of the world. It has nothing to do about how Tokyo conducted themselves or which part of the world they'll be in next or all of these other things, right? For me, what matters most is to offer some form of support to brothers and sisters who have put their all into rising to this one moment, to this one occasion that happens every 4 years, every so often, to see the elation on their faces, to know how important this moment was to them, to see the agony of some of these people, you know what I mean? And then to see how media, how social media and major media responded to some of these athletes, man. I gotta big up our Canadian journalists for continually supporting their athletes. And what I was seeing in America, what I was seeing across the border, yo, that stuff is disgusting. When their golden boys or golden girls, the people that they put all of this expectation and stress on, are outperformed by some of the world's best. You know what I realized this time around when I was watching the Olympics? Is you see those 8 men and women who line up to do a race. Those however many men and women that sit in a boat or are on the track or playing golf or whatever the case is. Keep in mind how many people are on this planet. Keep in mind how many people inhabit this planet. For it to come down to these 8 men or women, women or men, to be running one foot race and representing their country in front of the entire world, you have already won. You are already classed as the elite. So even if you come in 8th in that race, right now, you are among the 8 best and fastest runners on the planet. That means that out of how many billion people on this planet, most of these people can't beat 8 men in a foot race. But we still come down on the man who came in 8th. We said, oh, he's the loser. No, sir. No, sir. Keep in mind that for you to rise to this occasion, if you got drafted to the NBA outside of everybody who plays basketball, and even if you barely come off the bench, you are still on the bench. And everybody that's criticizing you is watching you on the bench. Remember, they gotta pay tickets to be in the stands if they could afford them tickets. If not, then they watching you from their couch on the bench, criticizing you on the bench from their couch at home. You get the mathematics, right? It's playing out here. So when I seen like Carl Lewis, I was wondering, I said, what happened to some of the, I wonder what some of the classic racers, some of the classic athletes, you know, how they feel about, you know, these new Olympians. And to see Donovan Bailey come up and other Canadian athletes come up and share words of encouragement and, you know, show how in a positive way how athletes could make minor adjustments to their game. There was no, oh, this, you know, this is shameful, this is disgusting, this is no. But then for Carl Lewis to come out and to bash the American track and field relay men's relay team. For them to come out and decide, for him to decide that he's judging Jerry. I don't know, I lost all respect right there. For the man to go on Twitter and to shame the youths just because they didn't do their best. Y'all just remember, they are among however many of the world's elite athletes. So regardless of if we sent 300 plus athletes to the games and only came home with 24 medals that aren't represented by 24 athletes in all rights and respect, because Andre DeGrasse got 3 medals, Henny Oleksiak added 4 medals. Right there, there's 7 medals right there. You know what I'm saying? But just because the rest of the athletes are seemingly coming home quote-unquote empty-handed, yo, just remember, man, they are amongst the world's elite. They didn't get to the games by default. They remained consistent. They let their consistency speak for them. They let their consistency turn into excellence. And they allowed their excellence to help them rise. One moment. Man, I was thinking about that. I was like, yo, imagine you fly across the world for a 10-second race that you're gonna do maybe 3 times if you're lucky. 30 seconds. But you put so much preparation into 30 seconds. That's amazing, man. That is amazing. So I personally want to applaud. I want to applaud each and every Canadian athlete who is, yo, regardless of what they say the gold around your neck should look like, the bronze or silver, man, we are proud of you, yo. And yo, if any one of y'all are listening to me and you wanna, you know, speak about your story or your journey, hit up your homeboy, preach, man. Let's have a conversation. I'd love to know, you know, what it is like at the Olympics as an athlete. You know what I mean? Not just as an attendee. I will never be able to experience that. Well, let's say, never say never, because as I said last week, as I found out, there is no real age limit in the Olympics. The athletes are getting younger, right? And on some regards, some of the athletes are getting older. They said that I think the oldest athlete this year was 62 years old. So the dream is not dead, man. The dream is not dead, man. Whatever you deem fit for yourself, man. Please, 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 please. Make your goal and catch it, man. Make your goal and grab it, man. Stay good to y'all. Stay as consistent as you need to stay. You see what I'm saying? Stay as consistent as you need to stay, right? Like how, as I said, man, you know, I stay consistent on certain things, right? I stay consistent on my love for the people. You know what I mean? I stay consistent on my stance with certain things, right? Preach ain't the type that you're going to really find wavering too easily. All over the place. I jiggle, jaggle, jaggle, jiggle. You know what I'm saying? Right? And I stay consistent on my the access that I try to give my community to myself, down my bridge. You know what I mean? Down my bridge, right? So as I've been saying from time, right? If you guys have anything, like if there is any venture that you have going on, man, if you need to bring some form of awareness to what's happening around you, you know what I mean, please, man, don't be ashamed to come through and talk to your people, then, man. Don't be afraid to call us, man. You know what I'm saying? Let me know how I can be of assistance to you. And I definitely, like, trust me, man, I will definitely be there in a jiff. You see me? Yo, family, man. It's your own boy Preach in the building, man. Right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. On that note, when we say call me, I mean it. Iba, talk to them.
You're right.
Right here from the nation's favorite station.
Saying that I love you.
This is the lunchtime takeover.
Yes, even if you fire, yeah.
What did I say, man? If you have any venture out there, man, if you wanna talk, if you wanna let me know how this time is making you feel, call me.
If you're needing me, pick up your phone. Got me. Yes, when you're alone, I will. Me pick up your phone. Call me, baby. Tired fi sleep alone and twist and turn. And when you're feeling down, girl, you know that's my concern. But me feel like me want turn up the fire. Give you everything, me say your body prepare. You know what, for your love, me need it. Couldn't be another, just to listen where your friend them can
yes,
inspire.
Yes, when you're alone,
if you're needing me, pick up your phone. call me, call me. Yes, when you're alone, I want. If you're needing me, pick up your phone. Call me, call me. Yeah. FaceTime, I waste time. Prefer to see you all when I bedtime. And when you call me for comment at the same time. And if loving you is wrong, me do the same crime. So why can't we get intimate and forget about the texting and the internet? I would have searched the whole alphabet to find words to describe your beauty and your sexiness. When you're alone, if you're needing me, pick up your phone. Call me, call me. Yes, if you're alone, I want home. Needing me, pick up your phone. Just got me, just know. Oh yeah. Tired fi sleep alone and twist and turn. And if you're feeling down, girl, you know that's my concern. But me figure like me want turn up your fire. Give me everything, me say you want to declare. You know what, for your love, me need it. Couldn't be another, just don't listen when your friends them. Cause when you're alone, if you're needing me, pick up your phone. Call me, call me. Yes, when you're alone, I want. And you're needing me, pick up your phone. Call me, baby.
They must think I joke. From the one and only Ayuba Mar right here on the Big Time Rhythm, man. I love that tune. I love that tune. Yo, it's about what, 1:15? Lovely Tuesday afternoon. You know, right now I'm vibing. As I said, I'm caught up in the middle of a move. So I'm just playing music as I see fit. And I'm trying to like gather my thoughts, man. I'm really trying to gather my thoughts on certain things. I'm going to address something in the next little while, you know what I'm saying? For real, for real, for real, for real, for real. I just want to let everybody know and say, you know what I mean? It's all love, man. We're there, we're vibing. Right here, right here, right here, right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. I call it the nation's favorite station, man. Yeah, man. As I said, man, this is where the rebellion stays alive. You know what I'm saying? This is where the rebellion stays alive, man. So, yo, stay living, right?
My focus direct on where the price left. One time I run, me not have no time left. The wise, yeah, where the wise, see otherwise the wise left beside. My double time check when them think them can't size them. Me make me sound them tangible, enough for them only dip on one level. Me flow them absolutely sick, I cure the chapter. New my vibes, make all the sound box. I move me shell the place just like a lobster food. When them block the plane, me name no stop travel. The most bless me as my weight, them can't spoil me. Good afternoon, the facts are proof. So them a butter, them a frack a proof. Keep back salute and watch your rookie, them relax and have you. I'm just living, doing what I'm supposed to. Me a focus on my business. I've couple dogs, if you knock it on the business. But I'm just living. I'm just living. Put your hands up for me from your conscious breathing. Couple bad luck wishing, but I've done did it. If your heart's theoretical, me nah have no limit. Don't be speed, man a teacher. Them a talk about great way teacher. Man a leader. Them a talk about fear, but I'm the safe, man a keeper. But me I do the good, me can, and me no need no reason. A time for every season, feel me and me a delete you. I'm just living the way. But I'm supposed to. Me a focus on my business. I've couple dogs, if you knock it on the business. But I'm just living, I'm just living, I'm just living. I'm just living, I'm just living.
Music by Ritty Carl.
But I'm supposed to. Your heart's more critical, me nah have no limit. I'm just living, doing what I'm supposed to. Me a focus on my business. I've couple dogs, if you knock it on the business. But I'm just living, I'm just living, I'm just living. I'm just living, doing what I'm supposed to. This is why we hurt. This is why we hurt. Secret station never hurt. 90.3
on this station well at. Hear good music, this is where they at.
Yo, this is Junior Reed, and when I'm in Montreal, I stay tuned to C-Cut 90.3 FM. Montreal, stay alive with music, music, music.
Who's coming to dinner? Natty Dreadlocks. I'm Michael Rose. Guess who's coming to dinner? Natty Dreadlocks. When I'm in Montreal, I listen to CKUT 90.3, and it's always jamming.
And the rest, Daniel and some brethren, are coming over the hills. They in town like these. We must live as one.
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
Keep the people alive. They make it hard to survive. Only the killing up my people like lices. And the people really want the niceness. Rasta fling a fire upon the ISIS. Lord, Lord.
We get you D90.3 FM. UT 90.3 FM. Yo, family. Before I get into the next thing that I want to speak about, a real serious thing, man. We don't have much time right here. Right? Sorry if you're like, yo, Preach, why you don't just play music today? Remember I said, man, yo, this is our edutainment thing. When it's time to entertain, we entertain. But please do not mistake me for being minstrel. Please do not mistake this for a minstrel show. Please do not ever forget that they call me Preach, the voice of the streets. For the last 20 years, I've honored that. My people, depend on me to bring a voice to the voiceless. Not everybody that I encounter has this platform, has this chance. Everybody has a gift. My gift is unique to me, so people expect me to use my gift for positivity, for progression. Not being, yo, don't mistake that with being what they call this political progressive thing. I don't fit into no political label. I don't fit into no political box. And why I chose to come to CKUT, as somebody who has a background in journalism, as somebody who has been trained professionally in broadcast, it doesn't know, say, you know what I mean, whatever checks that exist around ya, it ain't like no checks up a virgin on them someday, nah. But don't, yo, if you think that anybody at CKUT is at CKUT because of money, you have it twisted, you know. We do this for the love of community. We do this for this is almost like us volunteering our time to the community. Music is essential. Entertainment is essential. Information is essential. And the information that you're going to get here on CKUT, you're not going to find this information anywhere else. Hence why I fight to protect the sanctity of CKUT. Because me can't go on CBC or any one of them Babylon station and talk certain things. They won't let me come and read the next piece that I am going to read to you. As I said in the first hour of this show, just because I take a certain stance on certain things, and people like myself take a certain stance on certain things, don't mean that you could attach the anti-label to our names. I am not anti-medicine. I am not anti-intervention. Look, my spirit father, right, the man that look out for I and I as a man. Other day, yo, man, that, yo, him love nature, right? Him love to work out in nature. And him a do him little, him a do what is normally to him little pull up them. Simple thing. But him love feel like, you know, work out off of trees and all them something. And unfortunately, the branch broke. Right? He fractured his knee. He had to go in for an operation. You think I am gonna look at this man and say, yo, bun the surgeon, bun the nurse them. Go and go get some bush and fix up yourself. No, sir. I said a man need fixing, fix him. I need him to walk proper again. I don't like to know say him in pain. You see? What? Then, yo, they give you morphine. Yo, pop that. take it. Get higher than high pops, what you say? Go on through. I had to get a tooth extracted. You think I and I Rastaman sit down there? Stupid, I stupid. And tell these people, no, no anesthesia for me. You're gonna pull a tooth out of my mouth just free and clear. Brethren! Yo, just cause we have a high tolerance of pain. Don't mean we stupid, you know. Don't mean we stupid, you know. So when certain people stay critical of certain things, don't go and listen to the media when the media won't go label them. To them here one, yo, to them here one dotish girl, one dotish journalist, one bag of nonsense she talking on YouTube, on the YouTube, about, the reasons why one-third of black Americans are against or anti-vaxxers. And the reason is because they're following white people like Jenny McCarthy. Yeah, because white people told them to be anti-vaxxers. They're deciding to be anti-vaxxers. Because white people like Jenny McCarthy are known. Yo, all of us should be offended. All of us should be offended. You understand? And when I say all of my white friends, all of my white family members, y'all should be offended. Hear what she have put on them. Hear what she have put on the people there. And then making black people sound stupid. Like we not no sense. Like we don't know how to read a book for ourselves. Like we don't know how to go and find information for ourselves. Like we don't, yo, like we don't come from a far-reaching culture who believes in herbs and roots and proper nutrition before they believe in medical intervention. Listen, my people, if nobody has informed you, look. Nurses learn this, doctors learn this. I thought, yo, proper nurses and proper doctors, proper teachers, I gotta teach you this. There's two things against the black community. The two most dangerous components to the black community, as they had statistically said, is black men and the police, and black women and the medical system. So don't put it on Jenny McCarthy or any of my friends at CKUT who may get into a debate about being pro-vaccination versus anti-vaccination, that they are the cause for the black community, one-third of Americans, black Americans, to be anti-vaxxers. Like we so stupid that we can't, that we listen to every Tom Cruise and Dick that come and talk to us. Like really? Really? Offensive. Offensive. You know what I'm saying? People have questions. Rightfully so. Whatever side of the fence that you fall on, I respect that. If you choose to go and get a flu shot, I'm not sitting there ridiculing you, questioning you. I'm not asking you on a yearly basis, did you get the flu shot? Look, I come from a family of medicine, and I have my own extensive medical history. I understand what doctor-patient privilege is. I understand the privacy that your medical history should be kept in, the confidence that you put in people to tell them your medical history and the things that are happening to you. Right? So if you feel that it's in your right to not give the little boy or girl that is taking your money for get a movie ticket your medical information, I personally think that that's your right. Right? I personally think that that is your right. I am a chronic asthmatic. Medicine saved my life. Doctors saved my life. I love the Montreal Children's Hospital. That's a second home for me, man. I say that probably a lot of people, oh my God, poor you. Yo, I loved it there. Well, them nurse there, yo, the nurse, them love me, you know. Yeah, man. I was a little good looking one, you know, and well polite with myself and love the whole conversation. The nurse them did love me, you know, and me love woman. From I was a young man. So me love, what? Yo, and trust me, if you know what asthma is, trust me, if you think that you felt any type of fear when your airway passage them restrict up and you can't breathe, all you want to do is breathe. And my Vincentian mother, even though she believe in our herbs and our roots and all them thing there too, she wanted me to breathe. So medical intervention was necessary. So when you hear people staying critical of certain things and questioning certain things, yo, you need to think 3, 4, 5 times before you label these people. As I said, Rastafarians who want to make that pilgrimage. Right, who want to take a mission to Ethiopia to go see the birthplace, Haile Selassie. I have a brethren who tell me, say, yo, look, I is a man, me no put no kind of agents, foreign agents in my body. But Canada won't let you back in the country if you don't take the yellow fever vaccine. So as my sacrament to the Most High, I took the vaccine because I wanted to take this venture. That was his choice. He was not mandated to do this. He was not being ridiculed. He was not being cornered. His job was not being threatened. His access was not being threatened. This was his choice. The moment you begin to infringe upon people's choices, that's when you will hear the voice of the voiceless come forward. I'm not the only voice, you know. Be prepared. A lot of people that you thought were gone. A lot of people you didn't hear from in a long time. Y'all gotta hear them pipe up now, you know. Don't think that social justice attorneys who fight for human rights, don't think that their hands are not, yo, them agree, so they're on a rope to get a well proper right. No, they are excited for what is to come. Because the level of infringement upon your domestic freedoms and your human rights are about to be at an all-time high, my people. Especially if you live in the province of Quebec, where the Prime Minister just stood up proudly next to our dotish Premier, talking about them wants to follow fashion and follow next people who want to implement this so-called vaccine passport. And now there is a division within our community. I don't care when politicians want to talk politics. No business when medicine want to talk meditics. But the moment it starts affecting the community in a way that it becomes divisive, that people are afraid to open their mouths around their loved ones because the media has done such an exemplary job of fear-mongering, that we're at a point right now that more than the virus that's going around, my people, them are getting sick from the stress of what might happen tomorrow. And you might say simply, well, my friend, the solution is easy. The
the solution has been presented to you. Take the vaccine and everything shall disappear. All of your fears. Are you positive, my friend? Are you sure that the people that you are trying to ridicule and force into taking something that they do not want to take right now, or maybe ever, will actually have the effects that you in your mind think? Do you in your heart, can you in your heart actually handle knowing that you forced a family member or a loved one into taking this vaccine, and no time later they have adverse effects that prove fatal? Do you want to bear that on your conscience? Not me. When a man have a dispute with a next man, I know how I might deal with it. But I will always tell a man, I will always give a man positive information. I will always tell a man to take a positive route. But I always tell a man, yo, ultimately the decision is up to you. You also know the consequences if you decide to take the negative route. Ultimately the decision is up to you. I've taken my personal safeguards during this time. I keep my medical history confidential, and I don't plan on sharing that with people. I don't plan on sharing if I or if I don't. I'm not gonna be filling out no forms for Babylon to start track I. Are we certain that now they are talking about variants, and Poland is talking about booster shots, and Australia is telling people that they should not have conversations in public? And that New Zealand and Australia are taking the no regrets approach and telling people, now look, if you're dead, you're dead. If you're not take it for free, we are gonna charge you for it in the end. That the NFL is now flexing their real slavery muscle, right? I'm telling the mans them that look, me I go sanction you or fire you, right? No matter what your opinion is, we seen it happen with Colin Kaepernick. We seen how divisive that became. I've always said freedom of speech versus freedom of opinion, which one is more dangerous? And I argue that it's freedom of opinion. You could say whatever you want on this planet, right? Nobody's listening. But opinions shape minds. Opinions cause movement. Opinions cause action. And that is what the system fears the most, is an opinionated mind. So I understand the dangers I put myself in when I open my mouth. And I don't ask anybody. That's why you don't really hear me bringing too many people on for interviews. You don't hear me have too much a co-host or whatever. Even though I'm looking for a co-host, even though I'm looking for somebody who doesn't mind sticking their neck out, but I'm not trying to put anybody on my agenda or endanger anybody because of my opinions. I understand the repercussions of my opinions. They are my opinions, and nobody can make me change my opinions. And anybody who knows me knows that I'm not just saying this because I'm coming to you from the comfort of my home. Right? My window well open. All I'm near, but I'm care here. My business. What is right for you, let it be right for you. Do not push what is right for you onto other people. So yes, my position is I stand against this government and any government who wants to mandate their people into doing anything that is against their will, against their best interest, against their family's best interest. Regardless of if I line up for the thing or not, that does not make it right for anybody to turn around and force another man to have to do something that is against his best conscience. And if anybody has a problem with me saying that, hey, let's fight it out, bro. All I'm saying is that let people's free will be free will. Let people have the right to their own decisions. You know what I'm saying? Yo, trust me, man. I'm always caught up in a whirlwind of bureaucracy. Now my children are here. Now I'm seeing how bureaucratic this medical system is with children, with infants, with mothers, especially from the black community. We have to protect ourselves. Them not no love for we. Trust me, man. Yo, once all of this is settled and I'm ready to talk, yo, Jewish general gonna be catching themselves, you know. Because out of any place where they need to be sensitive to I and I community, there and St. Mary's are the two hospitals that should be on their best behavior. Especially who they're staffed by. But then people are tired and overworked. Bedside gone out the window. And I and I people are left to fend for themselves, being cut out, being thrown out on the streets with no resources. How many people knew that the Jewish General Hospital doesn't actually deal with traumatic? Traumatic. They don't take on trauma at the hospital. No traumatic patients. So if you get shot on the doorsteps of the Jewish General, they're calling you a hospital. They're calling you an ambulance. Brethren. I and I people. And I'm not saying that, yo, black community, we need help to get, because when we get shot, we get shot the more. No, sir. I'm just using that as an example. Anything could happen, like certain things could happen to you outside our road. And they're not willing to take you on in your own community. And then when you come in and you actually get services, they're ready to boot you out. Yet for all them same people want, tell you know what to do with your own life or your best interest, with your picnic them. You know what I'm saying? This whole CLSC, sister, social, they, everybody wants to come and tell you what to do with your time. I want to know when, yo, look, they say in Australia, 82,000 people over the weekend, 82,000 people tested, 111 comeback sick, one man dead, them locked down the whole city of Sydney. Yo, that should signal something to the people them right now, you know. They're going to use this as a precedent to tell you to stay home anytime they want. And guess what? You know who's a part of this lockdown? Vaccinated people. The lockdown applies to everybody. There's certain states that told people, yo, wax up and you can take off the mask. And then they turn around and say, oh, psych. Nope, got to keep them masks on. Poland now talking about they giving out booster shots. They giving out 6 month booster shots for the new variant. Guess what? There's going to be another variant and another variant. You know what I'm saying? By the end of this shit, they going to call it Thanos. I ain't playing. They gonna call this thing Dark Side. Think I'm joking? So they handing out booster shots. So what prevents them from now telling my vaccinated brothers and sisters who, in their best conscience, after they did their information, after they got their information and did their research, that when they tell you you need to go for a booster come January or February, and you say, look, I don't know if I want all of that. I don't know if I want all of these things in my body right now. They're going to start treating you like they're treating the unvaccinated folks on the news. See how they blaming all these breakouts on the unvaccinated? Really? Fear-mongering. The flu disappeared. It don't exist no more. Don't ask me where it went. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, cities get shot up. Like, Toronto. Let's not even talk about Chicago. Toronto. They'll literally be like bullets flying. There's a spree, bodies laid out. 15 people, 12, 9 people, 8 people laid out. They ain't no lockdowns. They ain't quarantining people until they find these young men or young women who are tarnishing our neighborhoods, who are tarnishing our name. Really? Really? Police killing brothers. They ain't locking down nobody. They ain't quarantining the police until they figure that's not out. No, if anything, they beefing up on police because now they're afraid. A couple years ago, they were handing out fines if you showed up to a protest wearing a mask in Quebec. Now they handing out fines if you don't show up wearing a mask. So I want to know, All those people that you snatched their money, all those people that you locked up, that you gave a little record, that you put something on there, are you gonna expunge that? Are you gonna get back the money? That's what I want to know. So here we go. Look, I said I'm gonna read something for you real quick, right? To kind of cap off what I'm talking about here. You see me? Real quick. And this is from the Justice Center of Constitutional Freedom, dated June 10th, 2021, and it's titled The Issue of Mandatory Vaccines. The Justice Center's position is that the government should make the COVID vaccine available to Canadians who want it, starting with those who are the most vulnerable. That should be the end of their involvement in the personal health decision of Canadians. To go further and threaten or mandate liberty restrictions on Canadians who decide not to receive such a vaccine is a violation of the rights to freedom of conscience and religion, mobility rights, and the right to liberty and security of the person under the charter. What is the difference between being forced to vaccinate and mandatory vaccinations? Forced vaccinations means forcibly injecting citizens with a vaccine against their will. Mandatory vaccinations means a legal requirement to be vaccinated to provide proof of vaccination. Failure to comply with the mandate could result in consequences, such as being prevented from attending events, holding certain employment, or receiving certain government benefits. Some provinces already require vaccines for children to attend public schools. However, there have always been exemptions available on medical, religious, or conscious grounds. Can I be forced to get a vaccine? Some provinces already have the power to make vaccines mandatory or even forced. In Alberta, for example, legislation presently exists in the Alberta Public Health Act, Section 38.1c, which authorizes the government to order anyone who is not immunized against an epidemic disease or who can't prove immunity to the disease to be vaccinated. Anyone who refuses will be treated as though they are affected with the disease and can then be subjected to other measures, including being apprehended under a warrant and forced to accept treatment to make them non-infectious. Alberta Health has confirmed its views that Section 381C does provide government with the power to order immunization or re-immunize for Albertans. The Alberta government has indicated that it will remove this section from the act, and the Justice Center is carefully monitoring the government's actions to ensure that it does. As of April 12, 2021, the Alberta government had introduced Bill 66, which, if passed, would repeal the power to mandate or force citizens to be vaccinated. And some other provinces' governments are saying that the vaccine will not necessarily be forced, but there will be consequences for not taking it. Any proposal by government to coerce people to take vaccines against their will through the threat of losing access to essential services is concerning and should be challenged. Is there a legal basis to refuse vaccination? Canadians have the right to give their voluntary informed consent to any medical treatment under the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. Guaranteed rights to liberty and security of a person cannot be denied except in ordinance with the principles of fundamental justice. This gives us autonomy over choices that impact our own physical or psychological integrity. When a requirement is overboard and interferes with liberty and security of the person in ways that bear no connection to its objective, then it can be said to be contrary to principles of fundamental justice. Mandatory vaccines for everyone, regardless of their personal risk factors, age, prior infection, etc., is likely unconstitutional on that manner. Is the Justice Center anti-vaccine? The Justice Center is not pro or anti-vax. We support letting people make decisions about their own health, and we are dedicated to the protection of constitutional rights in a free society, in a free country. Individuals have the right to decide what is best for their own health. That includes being free to obtain and consider a wide range of information about all potential medical treatments and their benefits and risks, and having the right to make their own decisions accordingly, including saying no to a vaccine. The Justice Center is also opposed to the government imposing penalties on or denying benefits to those who refuse or are unable to refuse a vaccination. This may be done through a direct implementation of a vaccine passport or the requirement that any Canadian produce proof of a COVID vaccine to access government services, including healthcare and education. What if my employer fires me if I will not get the vaccine? Right? Can they do this? legally unless governments pass specific legislation requiring it. Vaccination is a choice. At a minimum, religious and medical exemptions must be honored in accordance with various human rights codes across the country, and you may wish to file an application to your provincial human rights tribunal if you are discriminated against on protected grounds. However, some employers may have demanded their employees be vaccinated and even may terminate those who refuse without religious or medical grounds. Where there is no basis to claim an exemption, that termination may be upheld. You may wish to consider suing your employer for wrongful dismissal, and you will need to contact an employment lawyer to discuss the merits of your case. If your employer is a government entity, you may be able to raise charter arguments as well and contact us if you face termination or other penalties in relation to a mandatory vaccination program with a government employer. The Justice Center supports and will defend the constitutional rights of individuals to refuse to be vaccinated. The decision to be vaccinated is a personal one and must remain so. Any case we take on will be subject to our discretion as to the appropriateness factually, legally, and strategically. Look, my people, right now, you have to understand that there is a large violation of our rights taking place. And I understand that people might be turned off by my conversation right now. I know people might say, oh, Preach is anti-vaxxing. No, I'm not. As I said, I am not. I am neither pro nor am I anti. I am for people to be able to have the freedom to make their own decisions. I fear for my brothers and sisters who are literally on lockdown. My brothers and sisters who are incarcerated right now because their rights have been trampled from time. So I am very interested to know what is happening in the halls of some of these prisons. I would very well like to know if any of my brothers and sisters who are on lockdown have any rights during this situation to refuse a vaccine. Look, I'm not telling you to stand against something. Well, I guess I am. I'm not telling you to what you should choose for your body or what you should not choose for your body. My beliefs are my beliefs. My system is my system. But please stand against government overreach and the infringement of our freedoms. Even if not for me, think about our future and remember the world that we need to prepare for our children to walk into. I do not need my children to be mandated, to be forced, or to live in fear of their decisions or their opinions. Neither do I want you who are listening to me to live in fear for yours. Thank you for listening to me today. I love you guys. I wish you guys the best. Please protect yourselves. Please make proper decisions for you and yours. And do not allow anybody to make you feel a way about being you. I love you guys.
Being destructive can all lead to self-destruction.
Destruction. Destruction.
Destruction. 2020. The 1% puppet is full, while the poor man's belly is empty.
Empty.
Beware, Bobby rang a spray. Modern day annihilation. Check the media, run the skies, you see the operation. Modern day.
CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal. It takes a good dose of courage and perseverance to get through a pandemic.
True, but it also takes a good dose of patience, resilience, confidence, optimism, humor, and love. Not to mention a dose of determination, endurance, empathy, motivation, hope, and ingenuity.
But above all, it takes a second dose of vaccine.
A message from the gouvernement du Québec.